prove happened. The second part is on much firmer ground. It is largely a brief synopsis of spectacular data and facts about the moon that have achieved exposure elsewhere and which provide evidence that the moon is a very interesting place indeed. I have selected only small portions from all of the unusual lunar information available, but have provided sources in the bibliography for those interested in more copious details. The third part begins with a presentation of certain social phenomena regarding the problems of telepathy that can be factually identified. These, however, set the background for the strange and surprising scenario they lead into, although the scenario is admittedly speculative in nature. Some have advised me not to publish this book on the grounds that it challenges those echelons of conventional credibility that lasciviously get off on deconstructing those unfortunates who experience what they can't prove. I have been mindful of this opportunistic factor for several decades, but my age is advancing, and I have become interested in recording and wrapping up my active research into psi phenomena in order to pursue less stressful vistas. As I have discussed in other writings, I have always been interested in psi phenomena, and beginning in 1970, it chanced that opportunities to extend that interest in depth were made available. Anyone with more than a mere superficial interest in psi phenomena must, of course, encounter the rather smelly morass of social resistance, whereby the authenticity of those phenomena is methodically deconstructed, thus suspending them in doubt. This social resistance, even if smelly, has largely been successful in destroying all concerted approaches to psi phenomena. This success is specifically active within high strata of societal power, and which strata are otherwise entirely disinterested in what lesser mortals do experience along these lines. Why is it that governing societal factors need to deconstruct the provable existence of at least some vital psi phenomena is therefore something that needs to be examined and understood. Along these lines of inquiry, the existence and methods of the machinations against psi development can easily be brought to light, but the reasons that govern the implementation of the machinations nonetheless remain obscured. Thus, the societal resistance to psi breaks neatly into two aspects: to prevent psi development and to keep obscure the actual reasons for doing so. One reason for the blanket suppression, which has been offered up by many before me, is that effective formats of psi would disturb any number of social institutions. Those institutions would feel threatened by developed formats of, say, telepathy, which might therefore be utilized to penetrate their secrets. There is some rather clear truth in this. Indeed, it is because of this truth that some echelons of humans are at war with the psi potentials of the human species, because those echelons have motivations they would prefer never to be disclosed via psi penetration. If this is the case, the chief preventative measure would be to stamp out altogether any real understanding of psi. Indeed, something like this has taken place. And the cognizance of the nature of the situation might remain more or less being defined as humans in conflict with their own psi potentials, because psi penetrates secrets. Indeed, on my part, for a long time, I assumed that this was the beginning of the end of the story regarding the methodical suppression of psi by high societal echelons such as represented by government, science, academe, and media. As it happened, however, the events described in Part 1 of this book occurred beginning in 1975. These are the events I can't prove. Nonetheless, they made somewhat visible another possible aspect that might be factored into the odoriferous suppression of psi that was already familiar to me. This aspect required that I introduce two unusual terms, Earthside and Spaceside. These refer, of course, to Earthside intelligence and Spaceside intelligence. The central hypothesis of this book is that if developed,